Request for a public hearing. More on shellfish. Mr. Button.
This should be relatively quick. There's some pretty in-depth background that goes into this. So the regulation, Chapter 4, 20-12-30-10, is basically, it's commonly referred to as the warm weather shellfish restrictions. And the ask for the change here is really just to change one word from 2 years to 5 years. And this is the required training interval for shellfish harvester training. So anyone who is going to be sold a shellfish license of any kind is required to take online shellfish harvester training course. It's offered on the VMRC website. And when the National Shellfish Sanitation Program initially established the standards, the training was required every 2 years. They've since upgraded their guidelines, and now the NSSP guidelines are requiring this training every 5 years. And this is just a request for a public hearing to bring our regulations into concurrence with those guidelines. So we can be more strict than the National Shellfish Sanitation Programs. We can choose to be less strict, but if we do, other states can choose to not take our shellfish, which probably wouldn't be a good thing. So, you know, this is basically just a request to comply with the minimum guidelines as opposed to being more strict than the National Shellfish Sanitation Program. And just sort of to add a little note to that, many people will start coming up on that recertification training here rapidly. It's not a huge hurdle, so to speak, but there are a number of people who aren't necessarily internet ready, ready to go, ready to hop online and do a training video. So when we rolled out this program, we did provide a number of in-person training, so we might potentially have to do that again sooner if we didn't change the guidelines. Staff requests that to advertise for approval to advertise for a public hearing to consider proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 20-12-30-10 pertaining to restrictions on shellfish at the March 27th Commission meeting.
That's a request for a public hearing. Mr. Zedrin.
Is there any benefit to have a stricter educational program, i.e., if the states out there, somebody was telling me we used to be number one in exports on oysters, now we're number four. Is there concern about oysters, and would a more stringent, I'm talking about from the 5 years to, you know, some less, like 3 years or whatever, would that improve our appearance out there to improve our status of export?
I'm not sure to speculate on whether that would, but I can tell you that sort of the main driver for this harvester training is the cases of Vibrio poisoning per serving of shellfish, and FDA tracks this, VDA, the Department of Health tracks this, and our Vibrio levels per serving are actually going down. So, I mean, everything's working fine right now in terms of the two-year requirement, and any new harvester or new person into the fishery would still be required to take this two-year training. And I think we've done a pretty good job sort of industry-wide at sort of stressing the collective importance of, you know, shellfish training, sort of the sanitation that goes into it, sort of collectively educating the industry in part through this program that it's required. Anyone new coming into it would still immediately be able to be required to take the training prior to it. So it's you know, we don't have to change anything if we don't want to, but we can change it up to that 5 years, and it would sort of decrease the number of people who would have to basically every 2 years take the same training video. But there's no need to necessarily do it.
Other questions, Mr. Ballard?
It's a good point by Mr. Zedrin, and certainly something that's of great importance to us all. But my personal belief, even though it's an online course, it does require at some point resources from this agency and from the Virginia Department of Health. Lots of times these courses are given in person rather than online. I think what would be a more effective use from those resources is allowing those agencies to have better enforcement practices to take that time and resource and put it into enforcement rather than into these repetitive training courses that's literally the same thing every 2 years. So I would move to approve the public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Meinier to have a public hearing at the next regularly scheduled commission meeting in March. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Button, thank you. Yeoman's work today.